How is it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. We are about to commercialize this technology.
We're about to what?
Commercialize the technology. We have built a manufacturing plant for the our first battery for telecommunication application, backup power in the telecommunication system. This plant is in place, and we have start production. Small volume now, but we intend to start a large volume shipments early next year to the telecom industry.
Not to the auto industry, exactly.
No, the auto industry and the automotive battery is still in development. We are doing prototypes.
I really want to see that Canadian battery electric vehicle work.
Yeah.
Because then you could just put it up for sale and Americans could buy it. And
yeah.
Everybody would be happy.
Yes, yes. But we're working hard on it. But the last few years we've been concentrating our efforts a lot on our first commercial market, which is the battery for telecommunication.
I want to make a note. This is Christian St. Pierre of Avastor.
I won't remember.
Yeah, okay. So once we have that, then we can concentrate, we can optimize the product, we can reduce the cost by increasing the volume, and we can at the same time develop other application, other stationary application, and also the battery for electric vehicle.
I have always thought that this particular battery effort was one of the only real was one of the best hopes for success, because you're not in America and you're not answering to people, and because Hydro-Québec is a really powerful company, so maybe they can make it work.
Yes.
Also, they have a good motive, which is that if they can put battery electric vehicles in the hands of their customers, then
yeah,
they can sell them electricity.
Yes. Yeah, and we're working with Hydro-Québec and the CN4, which is a subsidiary of Hydro-Québec, to put a drive system together, where CN4 is making the electric motor and the MoGen, and then we are making the battery, and together we can put the system.
I just spoke with her. It was excellent. I mean, I didn't even know about them, but as she mentioned to me, sometimes the news stays in France and Quebec and doesn't leave.
Yes.
The French EV news sometimes doesn't get to the American press.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So we're working with them, and it's very interesting. Very promising.
Made of 18 cells that you see here connected in series, and it's an all-solid technology. So the cells, the cell themselves do not need individual packaging because it's all-solid. There is no gel, no liquid into this battery.
In the past, there was always a question of hazard with lithium-based chemicals. Are we saying it's no longer an issue?
Well, it's the problem with the lithium batteries at the beginning was that lithium is very reactive with liquid electrolyte.
Okay.
And it was causing a very creating, because of the high reactivity, the cycle life was very short, and there was some very strong self-heating reaction. So to solve this problem, some people replaced the lithium anode with a graphite anode. And that's the lithium-ion technology.
Uh-huh.
And we replaced, instead of doing this, we kept the solid polymer, we kept the pure metallic lithium anode, but we replaced the liquid electrolyte with a solid electrolyte. So our electrolyte is a true solid, no gel, no liquid, which makes the interface between the lithium and the electrolyte a solid-to-solid interface.
Okay.
Which is very stable. So that's how we...
Have you crash tested? Have you managed to simulate any kind of problem at all?
We did some tests with early prototypes.
Uh-huh.
We crashed, did some radiant heat tests, we submerged it in water.
Uh-huh.
And everything went well.
You weren't able to simulate a big problem?
No, I mean, if we heat it, we made some tests, and if we heat it to 180 degrees Celsius for a long time, the lithium would melt.
I see.
Flow out and create short circuits, and then we can have a fire.
I see.
But when we did the radiant heat test,
I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's a good degree for 10 minutes. We didn't have a fire during that period. There was some damage created to the battery, and when we, as we disassembled the test, 1 hour after the start of the test, then we had a fire.
But
900 degrees for 10 minutes, everyone is dead in the car anyways.
Yeah. Is this very light? What is the, how much does this weigh?
This particular battery for telecom, it's a small battery, so it doesn't have the same efficiency as a large EV battery for EV.
Okay.
It's 63 pounds, 28.5 kilo for 3 kilowatt hour.
When you say it doesn't have the efficiency, what types of efficiencies are we talking about?
Well, this is about efficiency in terms of performance, in terms of weight performance. This is about 105 watt hour per kilo,
okay.
And a large EV battery would be around 120.
So it's a higher energy density per unit mass.
Yeah, because the battery is bigger, so the waste created by the auxiliary equipment is less in comparison to the mass of the electrochemical system.
So how many kilos is this?
This is 28 kilo.
28.5
kilo.
And you say you're still, the EV batteries are more prototypes now than these telecommunications batteries.
That's right.
Prototype EV battery, what would be the specs on that? About how much would they weigh and how much?
It would be
approximately.
So that's the...
Okay. This is for an EV?
This is for a telecom.
Okay, this is for the EV.
This is for EV.
21 kilowatt hours. Wow, and one battery.
Yeah, that would be like this.
Oh, this size battery,
yeah.
I see. Okay, okay. Weight, 175 kilograms. So that's about 400 pounds, give or take.
Yeah.
So all you'd really need is one of those to go, you know, 60 miles, maybe two of those to go up to 200 miles.
Okay, sure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. These are projected specifications.
Projected, okay. Not yet realized.
Not yet realized.
Do you have any idea you can give us about when they might be available, or it's too soon to tell?
Yeah, it's too soon to tell. It really depends also on the market. You know, the demand for these batteries, for the batteries.
Yeah, that's a very big battery. Do you have hopes for that in a hybrid or just in a battery electric vehicle?
Well, right now we are focusing on the battery electric vehicle. This is a warm battery technology. We need to maintain the cells at 40 to 80 degrees Celsius to have a good ionic conductivity.
What happens to these if they're at low temperature?
Well, if the cells are, we have thermal management system inside of the battery that maintain the battery at 60 to 80 degrees Celsius. If it's not possible to do that because you are parked for a long time, then the battery will not deliver power.
I see.
So that's a difficulty for HEV because the battery is very small in HEV, so it's very quick to
go all the way to zero
to cool. And also, you don't typically, when you go home, you don't plug your hybrid. All the hybrid that the hybrid are non-plug vehicles.
Okay, yeah.
So you park them and you park them for and without plugging the EV. You know, it's typically every time you come home, you will plug your EV.
Yeah.
And then you can keep the battery warm this way. So we see that to develop the HEV battery, we need to have an ambient temperature battery.
A what temperature?
An ambient temperature battery. And we are working now to develop an ambient temperature battery, but this is still at the R&D phase, and we don't see that for a few years.